Let's talk about the clearance now. Different types of clearance in a restaurants are. There are a few clearance systems are there. One is clearance by the waiter. The waiter clears the table. Very simple. Once the guest is over with the food, the waiter goes and he asks for the clearance and he takes crockery, cutlery, soil, napkins, everything, and he clears from the table. And semi-self-clearing, customers place the soil ware on a strategic place on a trolley within the dining removal of the operations. This is also somewhere the clearing process are there. There would be some trolleys would be there that customers can keep the soil once on the trolleys. This is also available in clearance system. Self-clearing on a conveyor trolley, collecting system for the mechanical transportation to the dishwash area. There is a self-clearance system is there that conveyor belt connected to the dishwash area. Whatever the soil, crockery, cutlery, everything is there can be placed on the belt, it will take to the dishwash area. This is also one type of clearance system. Self-clear and strip into a conveyor dish, which we have spoken directly to the dishwash. Crumbing. What exactly crumbing is? Very simple. Let's talk reality. After completion of the meal, there would be food particles. On the table. So removing the food particle dirt from the table is a crumbing. Let's talk about the brief about the crumbing also. The process of crumbing down is done after the main course has been cleared. Exactly what we have spoken. It is done before the sweet order is taken and served. And crumbing is done to remove spills and crumbs on the table left on the table cloth. Take the cloth and you need to take whatever the food particles are there in table before serving the sweet dish. Crumbing is carried out of a crumbing spade, crumbing brush and plate with the waiter cloth from the left hand side. From the left hand side, the crumbing need to be done with the napkin or a brush. Bad stains can be covered with a clean white napkin. That is also very important. Sometimes what exactly will happen is some stains would be there on table can be covered with the white napkins. After clearing, open the dessert spoon and dessert fork. Dessert is taken to the same food and beverage orders. Exactly what exactly will happen is, whenever you're clearing, open the dessert spoon and dessert fork, dessert is taken in the same food and beverage orders also. Billing. Now, let's talk about the billing part. Now, let's talk about the sequence. We have welcomed the guest and taken the order, served the food and cleaned. Now, the billing part is a very important part. The correct KOT is the basis of the proper billing being issued. Payments can be made by the following ways. KOT, which we are discussing later, what exactly is kitchen ordering ticket where you write your order. This is the main important, this KOT plays a main important role whenever the billing happens. The bills must be presented only when asked and presented in a neat and tidy folder. Whatever the KOT is there, for example, you have written few items on KOT. One page you have given to kitchen, one page you have given to cashier. So according to your KOT, the cashier will prepare a bill. This is a normal process. With the technology, the computerized KOTs are there. From the KOTs only, bill can be prepared, which we will talk in a later subject. Tips must never be solicited. So tips are not supposed to be discussed and not asked. If the guest is giving, you can accept the tips once guest is leaving your restaurant. Now, methods of payments, bill as check cash. Whenever the bill, if you are presenting, the guest can pay by cash, which you can accept it. The second is by credit card, which you can accept it. The third is no charge, customers are not paying. That is also a very important aspect, because whenever the VVIPs and your senior management recommended people, if they come, sometimes no charges would be there. So that time you are not supposed to charge the guest. The same time, in-house guest of the total billed with the main bill, which we have spoken previously. Again, I want to repeat it. In hotels, those who are staying in rooms, they might come to your restaurant, and what exactly they will do is they will have food and they say, whatever the bill is exactly is happening, please put in my main bill. So you need to transfer that food and beverage bill to their main bills. Now, let's talk about the service procedures we would be discussing about the service procedure for the table the hotel service procedure now. Table the hotel service procedure is very simple. As we discussed in a previous chapter, the same manner, welcome and greet the guest and serve the water. Welcome and greet the customer, greet the guest and serve the water. And the clear covers of unoccupied seats and accompaniments of the soup and serve. So, for example, if you have a covers of four covers and table, if only two guests are coming, so what exactly will happen? Two empty covers you need to clear. Clear the soup when done and all accompaniments. Whenever you have served the soup, once they are done, you need to clear the soup. Very simple, very simple. You have greeted, you have seated, served the water, whatever the empty covers are there, you have cleared and served the soup. Once they are done with the soup, clear the soup. Check the table covers, make any amendments if necessary, because further, whatever the appetizers they would be taking, whatever the main course they would be taking, you need to take care of the amendments also. Serve the starters, appetizers with its accompaniments, which we have discussed. The same time, clear after all have finished, check the cover and place the accompaniments for the main course and serve. So, we are discussing about the sequence of the menu. You have greeted and seated, you have given the water, the same time serve the soup and you have served appetizers and starters and you have prepared for the main course and you have served the main course also. Clear the full plates and the side plate when all have finished eating. Now, take away all cruet set and all accompaniments for the main course. Whatever the main course, whatever the accompaniments you have given, the cruet set you have given, you need to clear from because they have done their main course. Do crumping, open the dessert spoon and fork and serve. What exactly the crumping? Previously we have discussed about the crumping. Do the crumping properly and you need to keep your dessert spoon and fork and serve the desserts. In the end, present the bill and settle the bill. This is a very simple manner we are discussing. And thank the host and do the farewell. This is a very simple table the hotel service procedure. Table setup for a la carte. What is exactly a la carte? Previously we have discussed about the a la carte. The guest comes and he places the order and you give the KO to the kitchen. Kitchen will prepare the food and you serve according to the guest order. Now, the first process is the napkin placed in the center of the basic a la carte place sitting. The main course knife placed on the right side of the napkin. This is the layout which we are discussing. The main course fork placed on the left hand side of the napkin. At the same time, the cruet set and condiments, salt and pepper must be every table. The bread plate with the bread knife is placed on the left side of the fork. Now, spoons will be always placed on the right side to suit the sequence of the course. The spoons may also be the second position. This is the cover which we are discussing. The dessert cutlery is only set up if there is a dessert order. For ice creams, mousses and custard ice cream setup is a coffee spoon. For fresh fruits, use a dessert knife and a dessert fork. Before serving dessert, place a finger bowl, cold water on the table. Several glasses will be set up as for the beverage to be served. This is the layout which we have discussed. Because exactly what will happen when guest arrives and he might place order for the soup and a dessert and a main course altogether. So that time you need to lay the table. There would be spoon, there would be fork, there would be cruet set, there would be knife. According to the same sequence, you need to lay the table according to his order. Now, let's talk about the service sequence for a la carte lunch and dinner. As the guest enters, smile and greet the guest and escort to the table. Simple. In all service sequence, all are same manner. When guest arrives, greet and seat him. Place the napkin on the lap of the guest. And serve the water. This is also sequence which we have spoken. Open the menu card, remove extra covers and take the order for the appetizer. Serve aperitif, take the order for food and the beverage. Serve the beverage and wine. If they place order for the beverage and wines, you need to serve before food. That is the sequence which we have discussed. Serve the first course, serve the ladies first, serve after telling about the each dish. Clear the first course and within 2 minutes serve the second course also. So, which the sequence which we have spoken, the same sequence you need to follow in a la carte also. Crumb the table, offer dessert menu and take the order. Once the main course is done, you need to crumb the table. What exactly crumbing process, which we have discussed in a previous chapter, the same manner. After that, you need to take your order from menu and set cutlery and serve the dessert. If they order for ice cream, you need to serve ice cream spoon. According to that, whatever the desserts they have placed, set the crockery and cutlery, serve the desserts. Clear the dessert and offer coffee or tea and provide the bill on request. This is very simple. Once a la carte is done, the last order would be asking for the coffee or tea. If they don't, so place the bill. Collect the payment by cash or credit card. Verify the signature. This is a very important aspect whenever you are doing a credit card transactions. Assist with the chair when the guest leaves. This is also a very important aspect. Whenever the seating, you are assisting them by pulling the chair the same manner when they are getting up. You need to take care of this aspect as well. Take the host and do the farewell. Now, this is a service sequence for the a la carte lunch and dinner. Now, service sequence for the breakfast. Let's talk about the service sequence for the breakfast also. Welcome and seat the guests. This is the same manner which we have spoken. Serve the fresh fruit and fruit juice first. Yes, here it's come to the picture. Fresh juice or fresh fruit juice you need to serve first. Place the toast and the coffee. Place the toast and coffee because this is the breakfast we are serving. You need to place the toast and coffee. Place the plate of toast at the left of the fork and the coffee at the right of the teaspoons. This is the layout, basic layout which we are discussing. Place the breakfast plate of the eggs, meat and other hot foods in the center of the cover. This is very important also. This is the layout of the breakfast. Place the finger bowl filled 1/3 full of warm water with the lemon slice. You need to give the finger bowl as well. Place the sales check face down at the right of the cover and present it on a clean change tray. You need to give the bill right hand of the cover. See the guest off and wish them good day. Because this breakfast sequence of the service is very fast sequence. Let's brief about this sequence. Welcome the guest, greet the guest, seat the guest and give in fruit juice, coffee and toast and whatever the egg dishes are there, placed on center, given the finger bowls and do the billing also. Very simple. Let's see the sequence of the breakfast, how the exactly whatever the laying we have spoken, the where exactly the main course, where exactly that teaspoon would be there, where exactly the knife would be there. Let's see the picture. Breakfast, table sitting, there would be tumbler, juice glass, teaspoon, cup and saucer, teaspoons, and there is a knife, there is a fork, there is a bowl. This is lunch plate. It's very simple. This is the layout for the breakfast. What exactly is a good service? What we say about the good service? In F&B service, we say, I got good service, I want to give the good service. What exactly the good service? What are the expectations in the good service? Let's see the brief of the good service. Serve hot food, hot and heated dishes. This is very important aspect. Because whenever you are serving hot food and a cold dishes, what exactly will happen is whenever the guest touches the dish, he will assume that the food is not hot, piping hot. Served cold food chilled and cold dishes. This is also very important. The same time, inquire how food is to be cooked. Eggs fried or boiled, scrambled. Toast, butter or dry. Naan and rotis, maida, whole wheat and hard or soft. Because whatever the food items you would be giving, you need to inquire about the food items how the guest wants. For example, the guest order for the rotis. And if you haven't spoken about the either butter rotis or a normal rotis, then later on he'll come up with the butter rotis. And whatever the expectations, we are discussing about the good services, what exactly that good service is. If the guest is sitting in your restaurant for the food, if he is happy with the service, his experience towards the service should be proper. So, in that aspect, what exactly you need to give the service, where he is very happy with the service factor and all. We have discussed till the rotis. Now, we would be discussing further. Now, refill water glasses whenever necessary. Whenever the guest is eating, that time, obviously, you would be serving the water. So, whenever he is completing the water, without asking if you are able to refill the water, that is known as good service. So, in the course of the time, maybe you need to refill the water glasses 2 times or 3 times. Without asking by the guest, if you are able to give the service, means you are more attentionable to the guest. This is also part of good service. Another point is refill coffee, customer will let you know when he required. In the service frequency, whenever the guest is having the coffee, sometimes he may ask for the refill also. So that time you need to be prepared enough to refill the coffee. Soup spoon on extreme right of teaspoon. This is very necessary for the laying the table. Whenever you are keeping the soup spoon, extreme right of the teaspoon, you need to keep the soup spoon. Cocktail fork to right of the soup spoon. This is also one part of the laying the table, which we have spoken previous chapter. Service procedure for the room service. We would be discussing now for the room service, service procedure. Room service is a hotel service procedure for the guest who choose to dine in their rooms. What exactly we have spoken previous chapter is, what exactly is a room service is, those who are staying in hotel rooms, they might come to dine in to have the food, otherwise they would be sitting in rooms and they would be having the food also. Whenever they want to place the order, they call the room service department and they place the order. This is the process. In the room service, guest would be sitting in the room and he placed the order and he will have food in the room only. They choose the menu item from the menu list. The same way, whatever the menu we would be having in our restaurant, the same way we would be having a brief menu in the room service. That is, in the rooms, they can choose menu from their room service menu. Smaller establishment may only provide breakfast, and 5-star hotels, they may provide room service for the 24 hours. Exactly how it happens is, what we have spoken about the coffee shops in 5-star hotels, there would be coffee shops run for 24 hours, the same way the room service also run for the 24 hours in a 5-star hotel. In a smaller hotel, there is a limited period for the room service. They serve only breakfast in that. Remaining period, you need to come to a restaurant to have the meal. In 5-star properties, 24 hours room service is there. Whenever you want the food, you can place order in a room service department. The service standards may be restricted in the rooms. The service standard, whatever we give the fine dining service, may not be that much service we give in a room service, because you are carrying the food in tray and you give service in a room. So it is a restricted, say. It's a restricted. Room service include the same dishes offered in the restaurant also. This is also same factor, what exactly we have spoken the menu in the restaurant. But the brief menu would be there in the room service. The same menu would be the same, but the brief menu is there in a room service. The room service is also serve beverages in the rooms. Exactly what we have spoken about the bar and the restaurant, we would be serving the beverages. The same manner, we would be having a mini bar in a room service. From the mini bar, we would be serving the beverages also in a room service department. The room service order is written down manually, computerized, and it should include all the details. The same manner, whatever the order process happens in a restaurant, the same way whenever the guest place order through order tracking a process, he calls to room service executive, then he takes the order, he prepares the order sheet, and he raises the kitchen operating ticket. What exactly the mise en place involves in a room service? What exactly is a mise en place? Mise en place, which we have spoken previously, that is a proactive preparation for the service is the mise en place. What preparation for the service we would be discussing now? The first point is wiping the crockery items. Whatever the crockery items we get from the dishwash area, you need to wipe and keep properly. The second point, the clean and wipe cutlery items like spoons, knives and forks. This is also very important aspect. Whenever you get the orders, if you have the crockery and the cutlery ready, then you can give the great services. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is, with the food items, if you start wiping your crockery and cutlery, it might take time and it consumes your serving time also. The third point is keeping the cruet set ready with dry salt and pepper, which we have spoken in a restaurant procedure also. The same procedure comes into room service procedure. Whatever the cruet set we would be having for the salt and pepper, Every night we need to clear the cruet site and fill with the dry salt and pepper. This is also comes in the mise en place. Replenishing the pickles and jams and sauces, this is also a very important aspect, because whatever the dishes we would be having with the jams and pickles after finishing by the customer, by the guest, we have to clean and refill with the new sauce and jams. This is also comes under mise en place. Keeping the breakfast plate ready with the teapot, glass, teaspoons, plates and sugar cubes. What exactly we are talking is, in the breakfast, what will happen is, in room service, we would be getting more orders in a breakfast. So we will serve the room service breakfast on the tray. If you are ready with the tray, whatever the setup which we have spoken, sugar cubes, teaspoons, coffee kettle, the milk, tea, so whatever they would be placing, if you are able to give service with the mise en place, it takes lesser time. These pre-assembled trays are stacked in the racks to taken out when order is placed. So whatever the trays we are discussing, the trays would be prepared with the mise en place and keep side whenever we get the breakfast order. We pick up tray and keep the breakfast, straight away we can take to room service. It takes lesser time for giving service. Keeping the room service trolley ready. Few hotels, they serve food by trolleys, and a few hotels they serve by trays also. Manhandling you can carry in this manner also, but most comfort manner is serving by trolley. Hot water for tea and coffee and hot milk also, this is also you need to make ready, because whenever you get the order, so that time if you required hot water, if you don't have in flask, what exactly will happen is, you need to spend some time preparing the hot water also. These are the smaller points comes into the picture whenever the room service is executed. Now, the point is, you need to take an order, that is also a process, and execution of the order and a clearance. So, three systems we are talking. Whenever order process is there, you need to take an order from the room service department and execute the order. Execute the order means, whatever the guest has placed the order, you need to serve 100%, that is the execute order. And you need to clear also, that is also very important. After some time, you need to clear from the room service. So this is a clear picture for the room service order taking process. You can see here, the waiter is taking by trolley, which we have spoken with the mise en place. What we have spoken is, the knife is there, spoon is there, and the napkins are there, water is there, everything is there, and he is the room service captain, which he has taken the order, and he is guiding a waiter towards the room. Now, room service methods, what exactly the room service methods do we have by placing order? There are some hotels, a card which has the type of the breakfast provided by the hotel. Some hotels, they would be having the cards. In that, the menu is already printed. So, the guest hangs the cards, ticks what they prefer on the door knobs. So, what will happen is, they take the card, what exactly they want, they tick it and they hang on the knob of the door. So the night audit picks up all the requisitions during the night. That is a very easy process. What exactly we have spoken in room service department method is, the guest will place order by phone. So for example, in breakfast, at a time 50 guests are placing order by phone. Are you able to take it? And the same time, how much time it takes to execute the order and serving the order and delivering the order in rooms. So this is the very easy manner. What exactly we are talking is, there would be a pre-printed cards would be there with the menu. The room service order for the breakfast is what exactly we have spoken. Just I will brief you. I will take you through a brief. There would be a printed menu cards would be there in room. Whatever the menu they required, they tick it and they hang on knobs. And night audit teams, they take that menu cards, whatever they have ticked it. And this morning, the same time, they will deliver, because they already got the order night time. This is the easy process for the room service order process. Now, let's discuss about the clearance system. Room service has a special clearing system, a very simple clearing system. Because whenever you serve the meal, whenever you serve the breakfast, whenever you serve the meal in a room service, you might be taking by trolley, you might be taking by manual, you would be carrying the tray with the dishes. So once they are done, once the guest is done, it is the duty of the room service to clear tray when the guest have finished, which we have spoken the tray. What tray are we using? Why are we using the tray for the products, for the food, for the service? Because whatever the room service order process is there, at a time you need to take it. It's not like a restaurant. You serve tea, you serve coffee, and you serve the soup, you serve starters, you serve main course. It's not that way. Room service is the manner where you take the tray and you lay the tray, you give crockery, cutlery, and whatever they have placed, the main course, starter, breakfast, whatever is there, keep in a tray, serve it. So whenever you leave the tray in room service, once the guest is finished the food, so room service the duty to pick up the tray, from guest. But how you will come to know he has finished his meal? There is a process, but in between there is a conflict. There is a two departments working towards the cleanliness. One is housekeeping department. They take care of the cleanliness of the hotel. The same time, F&B service team is also working towards cleanliness, towards his crockery, cutlery, F&B service manner. So there might be a conflict. Housekeeping might think, why I have to clear that? Food and beverage team might think, why I have to clear that? But room service, F&B service trays assigned duty to only F&B service team. That is a room service team. They can ask, this is a process, they can ask the guest, whenever the room service waiter serving food to guest, they can ask guest, whenever you complete your meal, keep the trays after 40 minutes outside of the room. This is also one process room service department follow the clearing system. They can also ask the guest to call the room service to clear away the tray. That is also one process. The guest may say, I might not complete the meal now. So the waiter may request to guest, sir, whenever you complete your meal, please call to room service department, because always the order taker is always ready for you to give the services. So you can ask room service department to clear the tray. This is also one process. The room service employee must have general knowledge about the hotel. This is also very important, because whoever is serving, he should know the general knowledge of the hotel. What is the general knowledge of the hotel? For example, I am staying in 102, the room number. So order taker has taken order from 102. So I am a waiter, need to serve the meal in 102. If I don't know where exactly the 102 is located, so whatever the serving time is there, it may be extended. So the room service F&B team should have the general knowledge of the hotel. What facilities in room service by food and beverage? What exactly the facilities the F&B gives in a room service? Coffee, tea kettle, also they keep in rooms. Coffee, tea, whitener, sugar sachets also. The same time, cups and saucers on a small tray. This is also room service which provide to rooms. And sometimes, then some hotels, they have the mini bar also. What exactly is a mini bar? Mini bar is a very simple one. A trolley would be there. On the trolley, there would be some soft beverages which we will discuss now. It may have soft drinks, fruit juice, beer, mineral water, chocolate, chips, and cookies. This is a mini bar, we say. A card with the price list has to be kept nearby the room service numbers, and a fruit basket. These are the facilities. These are the facilities F&B gives to rooms. Few hotels, they have whatever exactly we have spoken, they keep in their room. So the menu card would be there. They place an order and they pick up from there only. What is the billing and the control methods? That is also a very important aspect in F&B service, in room service. So there is a F&B control manager is in charge of the control of food and beverages. Who is F&B control manager? He is the person who controls exactly what food has been placed order in F&B service and what food has been served. So what is the process? Whenever the guest place order, the waiter takes the order. So that has been placed in a kitchen, the same food will be delivered to the guest. So the cross-checking method, what exactly he has placed order, what exactly has delivered by the kitchen. So this process will be cross-checked by F&B control team. The F&B control manager also comes under food and beverage service team. Control procedure help in a maximum returns. Exactly how exactly it happen is, for example, the guest is placing order for the one product. So the waiter duty is he has to serve the same product to the guest. For example, whatever the product has been placed by guest, that value is 100 rupees. So whatever the waiter is serving, whatever the kitchen has delivered the item, that item value is 150 rupees. So guest will be billed by 100 rupees and the served the food, the value is 150 rupees. So the returns, whatever the profitability of the hotels may come low. So this F&B controller takes care of this aspect, exactly what guest has placed order, what exactly the delivered also. The main control methods in use in a food and beverage establishments are kitchen order tickets and sales analysis sheets. So what exactly is KOT, kitchen order tickets? What kitchen order tickets, which we have spoken previously, just I want to brief it. Whenever the guest place order, kitchen should know what exactly he has placed order. So the waiter, captain, who takes order on a piece of paper that is known as a kitchen operating ticket. It might have two, it might have three pages. One would keep, the waiter will keep, one will go to kitchen, one will go to cashier. So the kitchen order taking process should be proper manner. The F&B control manager takes care of the KOT process. The same time, sales analysis sheets, this is also very important. Exactly whatever the sales generating by F&B service, somebody need to analyze what exactly sales, what item mix has been onto the guest and all, what he has placed, what exactly the products we are selling and all. So F&B control team takes care of these two aspects. The room service order for the breakfast is what exactly we have spoken. Just I will brief you, I will take you through a brief. There would be a printed menu cards would be there in room, whatever the menu they required, they tick it and they hang on knobs. And night audit teams, they take that menu cards, whatever they have ticked it, and this morning, the same time they will deliver because they already got the order night time. This is the easy process for the room service order process. Then now let's discuss about the clearance system. Room service has a special clearing system, a very simple clearing system, because whenever you serve the breakfast, whenever you serve the meal in a room service, you might be taking by trolley, you might be taking by manual, you would be carrying the tray with the dishes. So once they are done, once the guest is done, it is the duty of the room service to clear tray when the guest have finished, which we have spoken the tray. What tray are we using? Why are we using the tray for the products, for the food, for the service? Because whatever the room service order process is there, at a time you need to take it. It's not like a restaurant. You serve tea, you serve coffee, and you serve the soup, you serve starters, you serve main course. It's not that way. Room service is a manner where you take the tray and you lay the tray, you give crockery, cutlery, and whatever they have placed, the main course, starter, breakfast, whatever is there, keep in a tray, serve it. So whenever you leave the tray in room service, once the guest is finished the food, so room service the duty to pick up the tray, from guest. But how you will come to know he has finished his meal? There is a process, but in between there is a conflict. There is a two departments working towards the cleanliness. One is the housekeeping department. They take care of the cleanliness of the hotel. The same time, F&B service team is also working towards cleanliness towards his crockery, cutlery, F&B service manner. So there might be a conflict. There might be a conflict. Housekeeping might think, why I have to clear that? Food and beverage team might think, why I have to clear that? But room service, F&B service trays, assigned duty to only F&B service team. That is a room service team. They can ask, this is a process, they can ask the guest, whenever the room service waiter serving food to guest, they can ask guest, whenever you complete your meal, keep the trays after 40 minutes outside of the room. This is also one process room service department follow the clearing system. They can also ask the guest to call the room service to clear away the tray. That is also one process. The guest may say, I might not complete the meal now. So the waiter may request to guest, sir, whenever you complete your meal, please call to room service department, because always the order taker is always ready for you to give the services. So you can ask room service department to clear the tray. This is also one process. The room service employee must have general knowledge about the hotel. This is also very important, because whoever is serving, he should know the general knowledge of the hotel. What is the general knowledge of a hotel? For example, I am staying in 102, the room number. So, order taker has taken order from 102. So, I am a waiter, need to serve the meal in 102. If I don't know where exactly the 102 is located, so whatever the serving time is there, it may be extended. So, the room service F&B team should have the general knowledge of the hotel. What facilities in room service by food and beverage? What exactly the facilities the F&B gives in a room service? Coffee, tea kettle, coffee and tea kettle also they keep in rooms. Coffee, tea, whitener, sugar sachets also. The same time, cups and saucers on a small tray. This is also room service which provide to rooms. And sometimes, then some hotels, they have the mini bar also. What exactly is a mini bar? Mini bar is a very simple one. A trolley would be there. On the trolley, there would be some soft beverages which we will discuss now. It may have soft drinks, fruit juice, beer, mineral water, chocolate, chips, and cookies. This is a mini bar, we say. A card with the price list has to be kept nearby the room service numbers, and a fruit basket. These are the facilities F&B gives to rooms. Few hotels, they have whatever exactly we have spoken, they keep in their room. So the menu card would be there. They place an order and they pick up from there only. What is the billing and the control methods? That is also a very important aspect in F&B service, in room service. So, there is a F&B control manager is the in charge of the control of food and beverages. Who is F&B control manager? He is the person who controls exactly what food has been placed order in F&B service and what food has been served. So what is the process? Whenever the guest place order, the waiter takes the order. So that has been placed in a kitchen. The same food will be delivered to the guest. So the cross-checking method, what exactly he has placed order, what exactly has delivered by the kitchen. So this process will be cross-checked by F&B control team. The F&B control manager also comes under food and beverage service team. Control procedure help in a maximum returns. Exactly how exactly it happen is, for example, the guest is placing order for the one product. So the waiter duty is he has to serve the same product to the guest. For example, whatever the product has been placed by guest, that value is 100 rupees. So whatever the waiter is serving, whatever the kitchen has delivered the item, that item value is 150 rupees. So guest will be billed by 100 rupees and serve the food, the value is 150 rupees. So the returns, whatever the profitability of the hotels may come low. So this F&B controller takes care of this aspect, exactly what guest has placed order, what exactly the delivered also. The main control methods in use in a food and beverage establishments are kitchen order tickets and sales analysis sheets. So what exactly is KOT, kitchen order tickets? What kitchen order tickets, which we have spoken previously, just I want to brief it. Whenever the guest place order, kitchen should know what exactly he has placed order. So the waiter, captain, who takes order on a piece of paper that is known as a kitchen operating ticket. It might have two, it might have three pages. One would keep, the waiter will keep, one will go to kitchen, one will go to cashier. So the kitchen order taking process should be proper manner. The F&B control manager takes care of the KOT process. The same time, sales analysis sheets, this is also very important. Exactly whatever the sales generating by F&B service, somebody need to analyze what exactly sales, what item mix has been gone to the guest and all, what he has placed, what exactly the product we are selling and all. So F&B control team takes care of these two aspects.